Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlight, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
So, Steve, self-evaluation. Have you ever heard, have you ever experienced anything like that called self-evaluation?
Once or twice.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's David Yarn, possibly with KBA. Speaks about a Sean Anker, the winner of over a dozen distinguished teaching awards at Harvard University, is the CEO of Good Think Incorporated, a consulting firm which researches people who are well above the average to understand more about human potential. Sean provides one of the best insights into the wrong kind of self-evaluation. Every melancholy is leaning forward.
Yes.
Okay, he says, Sean humorously stated, he states, now if you fall below, I think you need to oil that, I think, by the way, just so you know. So Sean humorously states, now if you fall below the average on the curve, then psychologists get thrilled. They get thrilled because that means you're either depressed or you have a disorder, or hopefully both. And we're hoping for both because our business model is if you come into therapy sessions with one problem, we want to make sure that you leave with at least 10.
Wow. All right.
Encouraging. So you keep coming back over and over again. We'll go back into your childhood if necessary, but eventually what we want to do is to make you normal again. But normal is merely average.
Oh. Right. Talk about your all-time motivational speeches.
There yeah. And so, you know, that when you talk about self-evaluation, that people want, I mean, how many people have treated and ministers played into the role of as therapists? You know, I need to go see my pastor. I got to discuss this stuff in my life. I'm like, What are you doing? Like, I'm slapping myself in my face at least three times a day. What did they tell you? Well, it's your mama's fault. It's your they told you it's your mama's fault? So they got, well, this is okay. We've been meeting now for 6 years. And he's been preaching to you for 6 years, the gospel of Jesus Christ and the freedom of the kingdom. And you're talking to him for now for this whole period of time. And he hasn't once told you, stop slapping yourself in the face. You know? You know, and it's almost like this therapy, I think in the 60s is when it really started hitting, about, you know, let's just, this is research, you know, why do you have a problem? Why, you know, well, who is your fault?
How does that make you feel?
How does that make you feel? I'm sure, no, listen, I just want to tell you up front, it's not your fault. It couldn't be your fault because you're you. And if you have a crime in America, the first thing they'll tell you as a child, as a juvenile, they'll tell you right up front, do not plead guilty. I mean, you tell a child who just stole cookies from the cookie jar, right? And you catch them. You tell the first thing he says, listen, I don't want you to say you did it. I mean, that kid's gonna buy. He's like, okay. I mean, they're hearing it out, right? What's this going to mean, right? And we really want to discuss is, you know, what happened in your life, young man, that caused you to want to. To go, I'm sure, I mean, obviously, it's not the original sin nature in you. It's actually, there's something in you that caused you to come and take this cookie. So don't worry about it. We don't see it as your fault at all. But let's come and have several sessions. And I'm sure there's like good 8 or 10 reasons why this happened. We'll work it out. $65 an hour, $150 an hour.
Bill.
You do have insurance, don't you? No. Oh. I think this is all it is. Just stop eating cookies. You know, and it's like, I mean, what kid is going to go, I can eat all the cookies I want. I can blame it on everybody else and I'll never be in trouble for it.
I think about that.
Yeah. And so if that's how the church responds to the people that we're supposed to be teaching the word of God to, then this is what the person says. So there's no consequences for my sin. My sin is not my fault. God doesn't hold me personally accountable. And I can keep doing this, and in the end, I'll be okay. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
And so people start saying, you know, the reason why you're sinning is not because you wanted a cookie. and you were enticed by your own evil desires, it was because of your mom's evil desires. She should have never made the cookies in the first place. And so you don't ever repent. Nobody ever tells you that that's sin. That was wrong. Mm-hmm. They say your mama's sin, your daddy's sin, your grandfather's sin, your great-great-grandfather's sin, or Adam's sin, but you did not sin. Mm. Which leaves you standing before the throne room of God.
Shocked.
With no witnesses or suspects. I mean, your pastor is not going to be there. Your psychiatrist is not going to be there. Your mama's not going to be there. Your dad's not going to be there. Your brother, your sister's not going to be there. Your child's not going to be there. You're going to be there all by yourself with cookie crumbs all over your face. With couch marks on the back of your head or laying on that psychiatrist's couch for all those years. And he's going to ask you, what did you do? Are you going to say, well, I ate a whole bunch of cookies, but it wasn't my fault. I lived a life of sin. I spent this whole journey evaluating myself and trying to figure out, why do I really eat cookies? Why do I really sin? Did you happen to read my Bible that I gave you that told you that when a man sins, he's enticed by his own evil desires,
right?
Not his dad's, not his mom's, not her dad, not her mom, not their spouses. But the world is not your fault. You're your own fault. And you're going to say, yes, but I didn't pay attention to it. I believe what other people said, or no, I didn't. And you're going to be held personally accountable for your life. Let me tell you right now. This is the evaluation. All men have sinned. All men have taken cookies from the cookie jar. All of our righteousness is like filthy rags. But God made a way through his son. If we'll acknowledge that sin, call sin, sin, and say, dear God, forgive me for it. Cleanse me from this. Bring me into the family. I want you to be the Lord of my life. Guess what? He forgives you. I mean, cookie crumbs on your face and all. And you don't have to sit here and self-evaluate. This stuff, you know, it's idolatrous to sit here and spend your whole life thinking about you and thinking about others being your fault. Jesus said, unless you pick up your cross, deny yourself, not think about yourself, and follow me, you can't even be a part of me. He's dealt with the sin issue on the cross. He's dealt with those things inside of us that we wonder, why in the world do we even think that way or do that or whatever? It's sin. But Jesus dealt with sin inside sinful man once and for all when he became a sin offering for us. And for those who are led by the Spirit, who are sons of God, it's over. The sin issue is over. It is dealt with. Maybe today is your day. Go to meetmyfather.org and get a right perspective. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.